Welcome to A Bit of Insight with Lisa Mosby, your weekly dose of health, wealth, and everything else.
Point of healing, ancient wisdom for modern wellness. Hey, could a tiny needle really be the key to less pain, better digestion, balanced hormones, and a calmer mind? Today, we're uncovering the science and soul of acupuncture, how this ancient art meets modern medicine to restore the body's natural balance. If you've ever been needle curious or wellness focused, this episode is for you. Hey, everybody, welcome to A Bit of Insight, the podcast where we blend wellness, wisdom, and wonder to help you live a better life, a life that you love. I'm your host, Lisa Mosby, entrepreneur, speaker, and today, wellness advocate. Each week, we explore stories and strategies that help us align with purpose, elevate your well-being, and help us stay curious about the world around us. So thanks for joining us. You know, today's guest brings a beautiful balance of science and soul into her healing practice. I want you to meet Sarah Miklos. She's a licensed acupuncturist based in Richfield, Minnesota. And her background is in biology, but she has a master's degree in acupuncture and oriental medicine. You know, Sarah blends Western knowledge with Eastern wisdom to treat the whole person, not just our symptoms. Her work centers on pain relief, stress, digestion, and women's health, but the scope of her care is far-reaching. She's also an outdoor enthusiast like me, yoga lover, and devoted to bringing wellness into her community, one patient and one needle at a time. Welcome, Sarah. Thanks for being with me today.
Thank you, Lisa. This is so much fun. Really appreciate the invite to be on here today.
Did I miss anything in your introduction? Is there anything that you wanted to add to that?
Only just that my clinic is in Bloomington. I live in Richfield, but my clinic is in Bloomington. They are right. They're neighbors. So it's generally the same thing. They're both suburbs of Minneapolis. But and yeah, you covered it wonderfully. Everything. Nice.
I realized I forgot the company name, Anodyne Acupuncture. Acupuncture. And so we'll make sure that's in the show notes. Everybody will be able to find you. We have all of her contact information there at the end if you hear something that you like and you want to get in touch with her. But first, let's start with what drew you to acupuncture and traditional Chinese medicine. Because I should have prefaced, for folks that are watching, many of you know that I'm an herbalist and trained in Western herbalism, had a practice for many, many years where I got to work with folks with herbs and supplements. And I have always been fascinated by traditional Chinese medicine, but my brain, I'm not smart enough to do traditional Chinese medicine with all of the different traditions of China, the language, the names of the herbs. They do it so much differently. And Western herbalism for me was much simpler and I could get it. So I'm curious how you got on that path, because it's intimidating.
Yes. Well, I will say you are smart enough. It's just a lot of time and commitment and memorization. And so really, almost anybody can do it. I think it is foreign, though, because, you know, in school, definitely there were, I mean, everything was in English, but most of our teachers were from China. So we had the language barrier and also the dialects and then all of that. But they really did make it attainable if you were committed to learn it. So you absolutely could have done that. But what brought me to it, and in fact, I think why I'm doing it is because I didn't get too into my brain before signing up for school. I just did it. I was in a position at the time working for a family business, and it was not feeding my soul, as you were saying. I had the great intention to work for the family business, and we were gonna, you know, everything was going to be wonderful, and it was more headbutting than wonderful. And, you know, go way back, I don't know, many years before that, my roommate was going to school for Chinese medicine, TCM, and this was in Santa Fe, Albuquerque, New Mexico. And so that was kind of my first experience with it, was being her test dummy. She would practice on me. And she really helped me with a knee issue that I had. And it was so fascinating because though she was treating my knee, it felt better, but then my ankle started hurting. And I thought, wow, what's that all about? And she's explained how it kind of moves through the body, right? The chi and the blood move through the body. So I had a personal experience with it working. Also, it was a little not so great because being practiced on over and over again by a student, it's not maybe the best experience, but it put it in my mind as something that could potentially I would do. So then, yes, fast forward, worked for the family business. It wasn't working out. I ended up with hearing a radio ad and then got a postcard in my mailbox for this school in town. And I thought, oh, that's a sign. Okay, let's go check it out. So went to that school's orientation, loved it. But they had a very rigid schedule and I had a very small child at the time. And so I checked out the other school in town and it just was a better fit for me. So was it like 1 week, 2 weeks later, I signed up and just went for it. I went to school
That's
and
awesome.
was still working with the family business, doing kind of both part-time. Well, school was full-time. And yeah, I didn't even really understand the depth of what I was getting into. And for instance, the Chinese herbal program. I mean, that the school I went to, that was not an option. You had to go through that track. Some schools only teach acupuncture or, certain parts of TCM. But yeah, it was a 4-year master's degree group program. 4 years of herbs, 2 years of watching the doctors in the clinic, and 2 years of me being in the clinic and the doctors watching me in a sense. But yeah, absolutely fascinating. Funny story though, first day in, I'm like, drive up, go in the school, and there's this Chinese guy standing out on the sidewalk smoking a cigarette. And then, okay, that's kind of all right. So I go into class. That guy ended up being my instructor for my TCM 101 class. And I thought, well, isn't this interesting? Like,
I'm here for wellness.
yes, but it's all balance, yin and yang. And, I mean, really, it really honestly is. You can never be perfect, and you never, because we're always trying to find the balance, the yin or the yang, or the up and the down. And so he smoked, but he also did plenty. I don't know. He was kind of a stressed out guy,
People
but
give me a hard time about that because I know how to fix what I break. Like if I eat too much sugar, I know how to fix that. If I have too much wine, I'm taking charcoal, maybe do a little bentonite clay, and I know how to fix those things. So it's not that it gives us permission to be bad, but because we have these tricks in our bag, sometimes we go off that path of wellness a little too far. But then we need to bring ourselves back, and we know how to do that. So don't do what we do what we say, because we probably are, knowledgeable in these areas. But sometimes we also have to discover things, I think. When I went through herbal training, one of the things that they taught at the Dr. Christopher School of Natural Healing is that we never prescribe something, or we never give an herb to someone that we haven't actually tried ourselves. Now, you wouldn't find that in modern medicine. Most doctors have not tried the pharmaceuticals that they give out or they dole out, because we have to understand how herbs work in our body. So I love that you're saying you were the beta tester of her needling when you first got started. So it gives you a foundation, an understanding of what it's like to be the receiver. And so it gives us that compassion for the people that we're working with. We understand. I know that if I drink juniper berries or, a tea with juniper berries, I'm going to be in the bathroom in 15 minutes and I'm going to be peeing all day long because, it's going to pull that fluid out of my system. So I want to be delicate and gentle with those people that we're working with. And I think that that's your foundation. That's where you started. Can you walk us through like a first time acupuncture experience? What would somebody be experiencing through that?
Sure. Okay. Well, I do need to preface that with my acupuncture clinic is considered, well, it's called Anodyne Community Acupuncture. So it's a very different experience than maybe what many people think of acupuncture. Oh, and even that I was taught in school was, you are you. It's one-on-one in most traditional places, most places. But my clinic because it's a community acupuncture clinic, it means that it's being treated in a group situation, kind of a group setting. So yeah, just generally you walk in. If it's your first time in, you walk in, we have a chat, we have a discussion, we have a consultation. It depends on how long, maybe, 10 minutes. It depends on if a person's had acupuncture or if we're starting very much from scratch. Could be a 10-minute consult, could be a 20, 30-minute consult. That's okay. All of it's okay. And then after that, the person pays, and then they go into the treatment room where I have 5 zero-gravity chairs, and the person picks whatever chair they want. They lay down, then I come over and do the treatment. I always say, and unless, yeah, I always say 30 minutes minimum, for a treatment. But they are welcome to stay as long as they want. And that is a very odd concept for a lot of people. Like, how do they think, how do I know how long? I think that's a hugely important piece of this, is that it's not up to me. I want to give people the power to make these type of decisions for their own health, right? So it's not only do I let them choose the chair they sit in, choose the amount of time that they want to stay, I have a sliding scale fee structure so they can choose what they want to pay. It's all the same. You don't get treated less for if you pay less. So yeah, anyway, so you're laying there and you're zonked out, and after the needles are in, and then it's been 30 minutes, and I start looking to see if your eyes are open and you're looking at me. And if they are, I'll come and get you up. But if they're not, I just kind of check on people every few minutes. And it is a group situation or setting, but it's quiet, it's peaceful, there's pretty music going on. And so yeah, we work in whispers. Everybody's whispering there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so serene. Like, and I don't know, it's almost like I'm not going to say almost like there is an energy that's created because it's a group environment. It's a healing energy that you're walking into when you walk into that room. And so it almost feels like it's working better because other people are healing at the same time, and you're commingling that healing energy. It's really interesting. It was new to me because I had always done one-to-one acupuncture when I had a bike accident and crashed, and I was going often for acupuncture in the shoulders and in my knee. And community acupuncture is a different style. There's a different type of serenity. Not to say that the other isn't, because you're in a quiet room and you're in there for an hour, and your eyes are usually covered and it's all peaceful, but it's just a different experience and it's more affordable. I think it gives access to people who may not regularly have access, because oftentimes most insurances won't cover these. We're seeing more that are, as times are changing, we realize the benefit of precautionary, or what do you call it, where you're getting preventative medicine. And so more and more insurances will start picking this up. And I know that you can use your HSA account. I've used my HSA account to pay for some what they call alternative therapies, or I call traditional therapies. Just a different environment. What are some of the common conditions? I know for me it was joint related stuff, shoulders, knees. What are some of the common conditions that people might seek out acupuncture?
Yes, you're absolutely right. The joint pain in general is number one. And the clinic name is Anodyne, and the word Anodyne means pain relief or soothing to the mind. So I do think those are the two really biggies that I'm treating at Anodyne are pain. And yes, it's usually shoulders, low back, knees, headache. That's pain, but that's not joint pain. And then soothing to the mind is for anxiety or insomnia, all of that. So those would be the two biggies. And then there's fertility in there too. Really, I do really tr I don't specialize in anything. I will treat anything and everything. And people are always saying, "Will acupuncture help me with fill in the blank?" And I say, "Yes, most likely. But not for everybody and not every time. And the only way to know is if you try it." twice at least.
Yeah, it's up to
Because
your
that is,
body where it's re where if it's ready to be healed and if it's open
oh
to
yeah.
that modality. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
So you said stress, anxiety. What about chronic conditions, maybe of the autoimmune category? Is that something that can benefit?
Yeah, that's a good question. I believe so, and I lean back on the foundations of Chinese medicine for this, and the goal of what acupuncture does in general. I think about it as it's like it's doing two things. One, balancing back to the yin and the yang, trying to find homeostasis, balance. Autoimmune is when things are out of balance, right? There's something. I always think of thyroid, right? Hypo or hyperthyroid. We've all kind of heard of that. That's over or above or below, right? So trying to try or you know all of it really. High blood pressure, cholesterol's off, high, low. So in general, picking a treatment protocol to try to help balance the body, trying to help the body balance itself is actually a better way of putting it. And then the other kind of goal of acupuncture is to get, this is Chinese medicine terminology here, but getting qi and blood moving through the meridians of the body. So we think when there's pain of any sort, the qi and the blood are not moving properly. And a blood, it is the red blood that we all know about, but it also has a little bit more of a different meaning in Chinese medicine as well. It's kind of more fluid and lymph and all of the things. Anyway, and so yes, by choosing points along the meridians of the body, we get the qi and the blood into those areas to help them heal. So yeah. And it's always interesting, actually, as a Chinese medicine practitioner, because people will come in and tell me their Western medicine diagnosis. Well, I didn't go to Western medicine school. So in my brain, I understand it. I mean, I'm very informed on what these things are, and I still do my own studies on what does lupus mean? You know, like
People
I
treat
know.
diseases, we put the body back into homeostasis, right? I mean,
Exactly. Yes, there's a little that goes on in my brain that says, what does lupus mean in Chinese medicine? And I then kind of re-diagnose and reassess and then treat accordingly, according to my medicine that I learned.
Modality. Yeah, I don't even call it medicine so much as a modality or, yeah, it's a process of bringing the body back to its optimum function. So I think there's still a lot of confusion in the West about traditional Chinese medicine and what keeps being termed alternatives, even though it was here far before we had pharmaceuticals and we had the medicines that we have today. So let's talk about that. You mentioned a couple of words, meridians and qi, and I've seen qi spelt CHI and QI. So I think there might be some confusion. So let's do a little class. Let's talk about definitions. When you use the word meridians and energy, what do you mean by that?
Darn, I wish I had my little chart. Although this is mostly a podcast anyway. I know we are video recording, but let's see. Okay, meridians, first of all. So they are invisible lines. I see them because of all my studying and my charts and things. There's lines that are drawn over the body, the two-dimensional pictures of where these meridians are. So yeah, you just would. There and then along these meridians, along these lines, are the acupuncture points. And there are, well, they say 365 acupuncture points in the body, which is very interesting because of the days of the year. But I know there's more also, because there's points called Asher points, which are points that we like if a person has a pain here, oh, okay, then we'll put the needle there. That sometimes happens. Anyway. So there was no such thing as X-rays or MRIs or any way to see inside the body besides physically seeing inside the body back when this whole system was created. So though now there are ways of testing, they do functional MRIs and different things that when an acupuncture point is stimulated along these meridians, different parts of the brain will light up. So even though they weren't able to see all of this with technology back when the system was created, they figured it out. Is it just time? Was it just trial and error, probably, to figure this all out? But it is so very interesting how a point on the leg for shoulder pain can be done, and the shoulder gets better, and the, it's just somehow they did they figured this out. And then chi is both, yes, QI, I believe, I'm not 100% sure, but that is the more original way of spelling it. And then CHI would be more for the English language and easier to know how to pronounce. And yeah, chi, in my brain, the way I think about chi as being, well, it's kind of everything. And if you want to translate it into something more in English, I would translate it into an atom, kind of. Because when you think of an atom, everything is made out of atoms. And we kind of understand atoms. Or maybe I do because of my science background. I don't know. I'm like assuming everybody knows that. Maybe not, but
Definitely heard it in school because it's taught, but doesn't mean that we recall that or remember
yeah.
that. So, yeah.
But an atom is like this teeny tiny little part of everything. It's part of us, it's part of a cell, it's part of a skyscraper, everything. And chi is that, and also is wind, right? Which wind is not, you can't hold wind. It's not physical, but it is. It makes the leaves move. And so chi is everything. Yeah, it is everything. It is the energy of it is the energy and the building blocks of life itself.
Interesting.
And chi
And
moves through meridians.
it moves through meridians, yeah. And it can get blocked. And what acupuncture does is open up those blockages to allow things to flow through
Yeah.
smoothly again. Okay.
Yes, like that analogy of the boulder rolling through the stream. Chinese medicine is very, very, very in tune with how we are part of nature, how our bodies are really part of nature, and how they should be in tune with nature, and how, the seasons and how we feel in certain seasons. And for instance, in the springtime, everybody tells me they wake up at 3 a.m. and they're, oh, feeling all blah, blah, blah. Well, in Chinese medicine, that's
Liver,
just,
liver,
yeah,
liver,
exactly.
liver.
It's the time of liver and upward and outward movement in the springtime. Like the trees and the plants are going up, right? Up into your head and out. So your thoughts are big, it's windy, it's kind of scattered, and that is what's going on. And we wake up earlier because the spring is like that. Yeah,
I
it's
always
just,
thought of it as liver and detox time, because spring, I don't know why, spring detox. Like we've been
yeah.
hibernating and we've been consuming warm and warm foods. We've been lethargic and it's like we have to spring out. We have to come out and cleanse and be in nature and, get
Yeah.
in a cold stream and yeah.
And if you're not, if that's suppressed, if for whatever reason you can't go outside or, you're not being creative, you get angry,
Yeah.
mad and angry. And that's the negative, I guess, emotion that is tied to liver. So let yourself listen to the seasons and the emotions that should be going on and do it. Just go with it. Don't worry if you keep waking up at 3 a.m. Go do something, maybe not, be creative. Get up, write your. I always tell people, just that's the time that you're supposed to be writing your memoir. Just do it.
Wayne Dyer, author of, I don't know, 40 some books. I don't know if you've read any of him. I think any of his books, his first one, I think, was called The Erroneous Zones. And he has such a great story about this. But he talks about writing all of his books at 3 o'clock in the morning. That's when he received the download that the world was sleeping and he would get up and he would sit there and write and write and write and write. And he would produce chapter after chapter after chapter in the middle of the night or 3 o'clock in the morning. Specifically, he would say 3 o'clock in the morning in some of his speeches and presentations. So there's truth to what this lady is
Wow.
speaking.
Yeah, that's so cool.
I was thinking about how like food, it's all of those things. You said how nature is here for us, and our body tells on itself. It's always giving us clues. You know, we like to treat symptoms rather than actually finding the root problem of something. You know, the symptom, you know, we don't treat the brown leaves on the tree. We go to the root system and we give it some food and we give it some nutrients. And we're the same way. When something is out of whack, our body tells us if we're itching a lot or if our hair is falling out or, you know, there's things that the body is giving us these signs and these clues. What role does lifestyle, food, movement, and mindfulness play in your treatments with TCM and acupuncture?
Yeah, it's so true how important that is. And I will say again, my clinic is a community acupuncture clinic, which does not give me a lot of one-on-one time with people. I really specialize in, so TCM, traditional Chinese medicine, is acupuncture, herbal medicine, qigong, tai chi, and dietary therapy. Those are kind of the main five things, which absolutely are. I think of Chinese medicine as the original functional medicine. You know, functional medicine is kind of cool and trendy and awesome and looking for the root. Chinese medicine was doing that, you know, 5,000 years ago,
Centuries.
6,000. Yes. And again, and it was all of those things were how you get better. It was not just, you know, here's a pill, there you go. Or even here's a needle, there you go, you're all done. And my business model definitely does not incorporate that as much as a one-on-one. And I will refer people to different clinics around when I know that a person really needs a deep dive in that because it is so important. But I honestly can't give the time to everybody because it's kind of a high volume treatment or high volume clinic. So after that first consultation, the next consultations I see with people are just minimal because for me, I really believe the acupuncture needles are doing the job. I am no, you know, it's not me. I am the conduit between what I've learned, the needles, and the person, and it's their body doing all of the work. However, kind of back to your question, and how I mentioned Chinese medicine is very much based on nature. The healthiest humans in the world, I think, are out in the sun in the morning, are moving their body, are eating, you know, the foods that have one ingredient, right? There, you don't need a scan. You don't need a scanner to scan if your food is healthy or not, because the food you should, maybe as a healthiest human being on this planet Earth, those foods don't have barcodes. Right. Again, I am nowhere near a perfectionist in this. Like you said earlier, do what I say, not necessarily what I do. And live life also. Be happy. Joy, you know, you got to do yin and yang. You got to have ups and downs. Flat line, nobody wants to be flat line. That's not a great way to live. So, and it, you know, it's definitely, I loved learning it all in school. I loved all of that, and I fully believe in it. And yes, if you are looking for a deep dive, find a traditional Chinese medicine practitioner who is doing the full scope, and you're going to have an amazing experience. And then when you know acupuncture really, really, really works for you and you love it, come and see me because then you can just come in, get some acupuncture, and have a nap, a needle nap, as they
I
say.
love it. Yeah. And I think that's really important for people to realize is that once we know what we need to know, then it's like, how do we fit it into our budget? Because I think a lot of times we don't go. Things become, you know, outside of our budget. It's going to strain us too much to be able to afford things. And you've, like I said at the beginning, you've made it accessible to people. And if they need a little bit more detail, maybe they have a larger investment doing a one-on-one, actually developing a program for food and nutrition and fitness and all of those pieces. And then the the needling that you do actually helps them to get there. It helps them to, speed up that process. I know what I need to do for my knee. I know that sugar causes more inflammation in the body and that I was, goofing around in 4th of July with family for a couple of weeks at the lake and we were eating really bad, but not really bad. We were just eating your traditional picnic foods and lots of fruit and lots of sugar and lots of cookies and bars and all of those things. And my body doesn't do well with that. It's been years since I've consumed that volume of sugar. Huh, why is my knee bothering me? Why did that inflammation go straight to my weakest point where I've had injury in my knee and injury in my shoulder? It's my weakest point. Now, to move that out, it's flush the body with water, get the right whole foods into my system, get back to what I know reduces the inflammation in my body, and see community acupuncture, for several treatments a week so that I can speed up the blood flow, get the chi moving in those areas, and relieve that pain. I don't need to take an aspirin. I don't need to take a pain pill. I just need to change the things that went out of homeostasis, put them back in, and then the body knows what to do with the rest of it. And I think that's the beauty of what you offer in this arena. There are general practitioners in the medical field, there are brain surgeons, there are osteopaths, people that work on the joints and things. Everybody has their specialty, and your specialty is that access point for people to get the need fixed and in an affordable method and to help them move through that process quickly. So thank you so much for all of this. This was a great conversation. Is there one piece of advice that you would give somebody ready to explore acupuncture, maybe for the first time, or somebody who's put it on the back shelf and maybe they need to, there's something going on in their body and they should come back?
Do it. Right? Do it. I hear it so often where people, years go by and they come back in, and then that look on their face when the treatment is done and I'm removing the needles, and they're like, why did I let so much time go by in between? So that's for people who have already experienced it. And otherwise, really, and do it, but know that each one of us practitioners has our own unique way of doing this. So if you have tried acupuncture, but you've never tried a community acupuncture clinic, or even just my personality is different than the next acupuncturist, just keep trying it. And also go in with an open mind and realize that it isn't a, it's not, it's more slow medicine than quick. It is a process, and you have to be ready to put some time into it and open your mind and believe, and then it's amazing. I've seen so many amazing things happen for people, and I want that for everybody who walks in my door, and it doesn't always happen, but I want it for everybody.
Beautiful. Yeah, I think fear, sometimes it's our own fears that get in our way, and fear, one acronym is false evidence appearing real, where we think it's something, but we don't really know. It's false. We have this false story, this false frame that we're telling ourselves. And so it's needles. I'm afraid of needles. I can't give blood. I can't. The needles are so teeny tiny. It's like a pinprick. It's not like a needle. That word just has such a harsh meaning when you think of a big old hypodermic needle, or them taking blood. Like, it's not that at all. It's not that at all. It's such a serene experience. And then that first needle goes in and you're just kind of so relaxed.
Yeah,
Can
and
you speak to fear? Yeah.
I've been doing this for over 10 years, right? And I've seen and I've done over 20,000 treatments, acupuncture treatments on people. So I've seen a lot, and I can really read the body for a person who is very afraid, and I act accordingly. I have different size needles. We don't have to do 50 needles on somebody who's new and a little afraid. I don't really ever do 50 needles, actually. But I really work with the body language of the person, and just if they've told me I'm nervous, it's fine. And it isn't for everybody, truly, but you don't ever know until you try, because fear is a big thing. I think you explained it really well. And so getting past that and knowing that you're working with somebody who has a lot of experience making it as comfortable and as sweet of an experience as possible. That's important.
Well said. Beautiful. Best.
What did you say?
Do you have any final thoughts?
Oh, no, this was so exciting for me. I really appreciate it. And it feels good to talk about this medicine, or what you called it, not medicine, which I loved. That was actually, I don't know, medicine has a kind of makes a funny taste in my mouth when I think of
It's a
medicine.
modality that helps
Well,
us
yeah.
to achieve optimal health. It's
Yeah.
about wellness, and that's what where my life is now. It's about wellness. It's wellness for your work, wellness for your business, wellness for your mind, wellness for your body. Wellness is all those pieces: faith, fitness, fellowship, the
Yeah.
relationships that we have. And when people term these things alternative that can help us, it misses the mark. It is not describing what we have access to, what is available to us to achieve that optimum health and wellness and mindset, plus live in peace and joy. We have a lot of angst in the world right now, especially in the US. I mean, I shouldn't say especially in the world, everywhere. If we go to into any community anywhere in the world, there's probably something going on that's stressing them. And these types of modalities can bring peace to our system and can bring peace to our mind. Because you said one of the things was stress and anxiety. We started, those were one of the first two things that you said that what acupuncture can help, stress and anxiety. Pain is important piece of it, but if you don't have pain, but you have stress and anxiety, or you're feeling disconnected, lacking in peace and searching for joy, acupuncture may be another way to get there. May help to assist the body in releasing those stressors that we don't even know are subliminally affecting us. So.
Eight. Yeah, it gives people an opportunity to n nap during the day. Like grown-ups can take naps with a valid reason to take a nap. And not everybody sleeps, but some do, some don't. I think you're kind of in this a perfect acupuncture treatment, in my opinion, is when you're somewhere in between the yin and the yang, and the yang is like the heavens, the yin is like earth. So you are laying there in your zero gravity chair, and all of a sudden you feel heavy and you're floating at the same time. There you go. You have achieved perfection because you're right there in the middle. And who, many, many adults in this world do not stop and rest in the daytime. They're like, go. There's not a lot you can do when you're laying there and you're full of needles, right? So you just rest. And I'm big on no, you cannot play on your phone. No, you cannot read. You're just here in your brain and resting, and it's very therapeutic.
Finding peace within in that space, that shared space, that shared energy. Beautiful. Well, Sarah, thank you so much for sharing your insights, your heart, and your healing perspectives today. This has been wonderful being able to chat about this. Your journey is such a beautiful example of bridging science with the ancient wisdom that helped people live a more vibrant, balanced, peaceful. That word's the word that keeps coming to me is peaceful, more vibrant, balanced, peaceful life. So if today's conversation sparked your curiosity about acupuncture or reminded you to slow down and tune into your body, this episode has done its job. Thank you so much for joining us, everybody. As always, come on back next week and live well, stay curious, and remember, your body knows the way. Bye, everyone.
Thanks for joining me on A Bit of Insight. To get more involved with our wellness community, grab a copy of my book, Live Well, Travel Far, or to explore our travel offerings, visit the website at insightcenterforwellness.com. And if today's episode gave you something to think about, leave a review and please share it with a friend. This is Lisa Mosby reminding you to live well, travel far, and always follow your insight.